adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, be careful. He's getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano. The Cisco Kid.
Robert Ryan speaking. Our libraries provide us with the record of all of our human experience, what we have been, what we are, and can be. The rewards of reading are many and varied. Books can inspire, educate, and entertain us. I joined the National Book Committee and the American Library Association in urging you to use your libraries often. Be all you can be. Read.
But one of Cisco's most thrilling adventures came because of a situation that he, or rather his constant companion, the fat and jolly Pancho, stumbled on by accident. Our story opens in a small frontier town of Single Oak. Two rough-looking men are standing on the street talking when suddenly...
Hey, Link. Who's that hombre just coming out of the hotel?
One of the kids.
Yeah. Ain't that Mark Donald?
Hi, Thunder. It sure is, Walter. I thought Mark went east 10 years ago after we broke up with him.
Yeah, so he did. He got married and settled down.
Wonder what he's doing back out here.
Yeah, I think I know, Link. Come on. Get on our horses and follow him down the street. Yeah. Hey, remember when we used to prospect with Mark?
Yeah, I sure do.
You know, I always figured he located a vein of rich paying ore and mapped it, planning to come back later.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's back here now to work that vein, huh?
Yeah, I figured that's why he broke with us, so he wouldn't have to tell us. But we're going to get that map. Hey, look, him and the kid are just walking by the post office.
Yeah.
If they get out past that row of cottonwoods, we'll grab Mark and take him into the hill.
What about the kid?
I won't bother with him. Yeah, yeah, they're going right out past them cottonwoods. Come on, Link.
Yeah.
Hey, here's us coming, Link. You turn around.
How do you turn around?
Yeah. Howdy, Mark.
Howdy.
You don't remember us, do you?
No, I don't think I do. Wait a minute. Sure I do. You two are Walt Ash and Link Lohr.
Nice of Mark to remember us, huh, Link?
But surely.
What did his map want, Daddy?
Nothing, Ralph. Don't worry.
Maybe you got that map with you, Mark. You have, hand it over.
Map? What map? What are you talking about?
Come on, you know what we're talking about.
Well, I sure don't.
Let's go back, Daddy. I don't like these things.
All right, Mark, we ain't wasting no more time with you. Come on.
Hey, quick, man. Hey, come on. Let me get a crack at him, Walt, up front of this gun.
You let him alone. Let him alone.
Oh.
Oh, you... Daddy. Daddy.
Get out of here, Brad. Go on, get going.
What are you going to do with this?
Shut up and get going.
Hey, maybe we ought to take that kid along, too.
Nah, just be a nuisance. Yeah, come on, help me tie this down. Hurry up and get him up on my horse. Then we'll get into the hill.
Not good for a small boy to cry like this. Tell Pancho what's the matter, huh?
They took my father away.
Took your father away? Oh, that's not sound good, Nino. Who took your father away?
I don't know. Two men.
When did it happen?
Just a few minutes ago.
Too bad for the Nino to cry. Pancho is sorry for the Nino. But Cisco be here in a minute. Cisco goes to the post office for the mail. Cisco know what to do. Not cry no more, Nino. Here he comes, Cisco.
Well, it's my man, Pancho, and I... Well, what have we here?
Nino tell Pancho to hombre to take his papacito away, Cisco. A few minutes ago, he not know the hombre.
What is your name, boy?
He tells us to go on.
It's Ralph Donald.
And you say two hombres took your father away?
Yes. Right out past those trees. They hit him over the head with the revolver, and then they took him away.
Poor little niño.
Where did this happen, Ralph?
Right out past those trees.
Have you any idea why those hombres would want to take your father away?
No. They told him to hand over a map, and he said he didn't know what they were talking about. Then one of them hit him.
Is Cisco go tell the sheriff?
Sheriff is out of town, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I heard him say he had business at the north end of the county.
Uh-huh.
Let us walk down by those cottonwood trees. I would like to see where the trouble took place. Tell me, Nino, has your father ever been here before?
Well, he used to be a prospector around here.
Oh, then that might account for the map you mentioned.
Look like the trouble's happened right ahead, Cisco, in the dirt or kicked up, no?
Oh, that's the place. Eddie and I were taking a walk out here, and the men followed us on horses.
Cisco, tell what those tracks mean, Nino. Do not worry now, and Cisco get your papacito back.
Well, sure we can, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Let me see here now. After the trouble, the two hombres rode off to the west.
They took Daddy with them.
Yes, si, Nino. Pancho, you had better stay with the Nino until I get back.
Yes, si, Cisco.
Were you and your father staying at the hotel, Ralph?
Yes.
And Pancho, stay around the hotel. I may want to get in touch with you quickly.
Where do you go, Cisco? Do you follow the hombre?
Yes, si, I do. It's the Alvo.
I want to go, too.
You stay with Pancho, Nino.
Yeah, and Pancho tells you stories, Nino. He teach you how to crack the old bull whip.
But back as soon as possible. Up, Diablo. Ha!
I tell you, Walt, I don't know a thing about any map. I never made a map any gold strike.
Yeah, then what'd you break with us for?
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you why. Because you two hombres were stealing my gold.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, you coyotes. Just untie my hands and then see if you dare to hit me.
Yeah, sure, I'll untie
them. No, wait, Walt. Huh? No point in that. We got him up here in the cabin. Let's not take any chances. Let's leave him here and go back to town. We'll search his room at the hotel. Then if we don't find that map, we'll come back here and rip it.
Why, you withering fool. I ain't got any map. How many times do I have to tell you?
Right, Thunder, I got a great mind to kill you right here.
Hey, Walt.
Huh?
There's a rider coming up here.
What? Hey, is this the sheriff?
No. Hey, it's the Cisco kid. DeMone.
Ah. Stay in here, Link. I'll go out and talk to that hombre. He tries to come into this cabin, gun him down.
All right.
Well, ho, ho. What is this,
señor?
Nice little cabin you have here.
Visitors ain't welcome. That's near enough. Now, hold it.
You are unfriendly, hombre. But I believe you have a guest here already. A man named Donald.
Never heard of him.
Well, that is strange. The tracks of your horses come straight to this cabin. And nowhere did you stop to let señor Donald go.
Yeah, pretty smart hombre, ain't you? There's such a thing as being too smart. Now, get on that horse and vamos out of here.
I still would like to know if Senor Donald is here, and I mean to know. Good thing I grabbed your wrist only before you pull the trigger. Now, I will take that gun. Now, turn around, quickly. Your back to me.
Easy with that gun in my back, Cisco.
Now, with you as a shield, your friend in the cabin will not be so ready to shoot. Tell him to hold his fire. Go on, tell him.
Yeah, you heard him, Link. Take it easy.
Walk ahead of me into the cabin. Go on. Ah, as I thought. You, drop that gun.
Hey, you better do as he says, Link.
I will take that just to remove temptation from you, hombre. Now, cut the ropes off the senor.
I don't know who you are, stranger, but I'm sure glad to see you.
You are Senor Donald?
That's right. Carry on, Mark. Me and Walt don't let you go anyway.
Yeah, sure. We were just having some fun with you, Mark.
A couple of pack rats.
Shall we take them back to town, senor, and send them over to the sheriff?
Well, I sure would like to. I'll let them go this time. And figure they'll try to start anything else.
If they are wise, they will not. However, it is for you to say, señor.
Well, we let them go.
Very well. And let us get back to town as soon as possible. Your son is worried about you.
Which way did they go, Pancho?
You stay up on Lobo and Pancho get down. One trail go this way, other trail go this way. Let's punch it in on you. The tracks go this way, and the tracks go this way. Which one we follow, huh?
Well, let's take this one, Pancho.
Pancho think he'd rather take the trail back to the town. Cisco say for Pancho and Emilio to stay at the hotel. In wait for Cisco. If Cisco are like Pancho and Anillo, right up here.
I gotta know if my father is all right, Pancho.
That's why Pancho say he come to look for your father. Pancho not want Anillo to cry some more.
Please take this train. Let's see what happens.
Pull over, boy, now. Pancho got a bad idea. He's running into trouble. He not do like Cisco say. But Anillo want to see his Papa Cisco. So Pancho tried to find Anillo's Papa Cisco, no?
And by thunder, I'll get that Cisco kid for this link with the last thing I do.
I'm with you, Walt. Maybe riding to town is back trail, but he gets to town before Cisco and Mark get there. We'll stock up on some ammunition and lay for Cisco.
Yeah, the coyote. He butted into our plans. He signed his own death warrant. Hey, wait.
Hey, whoa. What's the matter, Wolf?
Back into the brush, Link. There's a horse coming up this trail carrying two riders.
Yeah, this is all right. Who's that, Cisco?
Yeah, looks like the fat I'm with that always rides with Cisco. Yeah, that's who it is.
The other one's a kid, though. Mark Donald's kid.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah, we're in luck, Link. Sure as shooting, we're in luck.
Yeah, you better be careful. It might be a trap. Cisco's mighty kitchen.
Cisco's on his way to town with the other trail. Can't be a trap.
Here they come.
That hasn't started
anything.
It's in the
first,
and
the
food.
And the regular is
not
getting no food.
That's a good story,
Pancho.
Tell me that story again. Pancho, tell you some
more
time.
Pancho,
I want to tell the same story twice. What's the matter, Uncle? Huh? What's the matter?
All right, hold it.
Pancho, it's the two men. The one that got my father.
That's right, Squirt. Now we're taking you and this fat hombre.
Who'd you call fat hombre, hombre? You a fat hombre you trust?
Yeah, right? Shut up and get your hands in the air. All right, now, right ahead of us up the trail.
Ain't we going on to town, Wolf?
I am. You're going back to the cabin with this kid and the fat one.
No.
Don't let him get away either. I'm going into town, Link, and this time I figure Mark will hand over that map.
Yeah, Wolf. And if he don't, gun him down. Him and that Cisco kid, too.
It looks as if this time the two outlaws have the upper hand, and their plot may lead to murder. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Hello, this is Claudia McNeil. Your child learns something every time you read to him, or take him to the library. And learning starts early, long before your child enters school. Help your child make friends with books. The National Book Committee and the American Library Association urge you to visit the library near your home. Ask about story hours and books for children. The librarian will be glad to help you help your child.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Cisco Takes the Trail. Disobeying Cisco's order to remain at the hotel with young Ralph Donald until Cisco got back, Pancho yielded to the boys' entreaties to go in search of his father. As they were riding up the trail, Pancho and Ralph were captured by the two outlaws and taken to the outlaw's cabin. Meanwhile, Cisco and Mark Donald return to the town of Single Oak by another trail. Now, as they sit on the porch at the hotel...
Well, I can't understand where they can be, Cisco. I'm getting worried.
Pancho almost always does as he is told. Could be as they can run young Ralph for a ride, perhaps out by the river to get the boy's mind off you.
Oh, I sure wish they'd get back.
Tell me more about this map those hombres wanted, senor.
Well, as I said, there's no map, Cisco. I broke with them because they're a couple of crooks. That was 10 years ago, just before I went back east. But they got the idea in their heads I'd found a strike when I was here and come back to work of mine.
Wish you'd let me bring those hombres back to town. I'm afraid you'll have more trouble with them.
Well, if I do, I got a map I'll give them. It outlines some property I was once thinking of buying. I even marked a building site on it. That could pass for the location of a mine as easy as not.
Yeah, that would keep them busy, but... Wait, senor. Here comes one of those hombres.
Oh! Hi!
Yeah, it's Walt. He's got his nerve with him riding here.
Well, Mark, I think you'll do business with me now. I come after your map. You better hand it over.
You kicking my boy?
Yeah, we sure have. And don't reach for that gun, Cisco. If I ain't back in an hour, that fat partner of yours...
Well, I got a great...
Wait, senor. I believe this hombre is telling the truth. Let me talk to him. If Senor Donald should give you the map, would you let Pancho and the boy go?
Yeah, we'll let him go, Cisco.
Don't trust this maverick.
We must trust him, senor. He holds the whip hand at the moment. If I were you, I would give him that map.
Well, yeah, I guess it better. Here.
Ah, now you're getting smart, Mark. Is this where the mine is, this cross mark here?
You got eyes in your head, ain't you? Where else would it be?
Yeah, I guess this is it, all right. Yeah, I'll see what Link says. He knows more about maps than I do. Come on.
Un momento, hombre.
Huh?
What about letting Pancho and the boy go? You going to bring them back to town?
No, but we'll turn them loose from the... from where we got them hid, and they can ride back. Is that all right?
Okay. Just be sure you turn them loose unharmed. Because if you do not, I am coming after you.
Yeah, don't worry, Cisco. All we want is this map. I'll turn them loose inside an hour.
He's going to be so mad, Cisco, if he finds out that's a fake map.
Yes, senor, he is.
Ah, here. Here. Here.
After he gets out of sight, we will follow him. Now, come.
Cisco, if you see this coming up the trail.
There's a chance we'll have to take, senor. So, Diallo, I do not believe for one moment that he will turn Pancho and the boy loose. So, we will have to go where they are. Up, Diallo.
Get up there.
Home, Pancho. I wish we hadn't come with.
Not be scared, Nino. Not be scared now.
I don't want to be tied up like this, Pancho.
Hombre, you not need to keep the Nino tied up. He not get away from you.
Shut up, you. I'm running
this. He's going to get here. You not be running nothing. You just be running.
Let me go.
Now, look,
Squirt.
Don't worry your yap. See? Keep your mouth shut.
You untie, Pancho. He shut your mouth for you, hombre.
Now, keep quiet.
Going now, Pancho.
Pancho, not know. Pancho, see if you want to look down the trail. See where the other hombre is.
I'm scared. I'm awful scared.
Nah, you know. You just listen to Pancho. And Pancho tells you the story of the squirrels again, no?
All right.
And you listen to Pancho. With once a lazy little squirrel and a busy little squirrel.
Yeah.
And the busy little squirrel works all the time, you know. He picks up lots of food. So, when the winter time comes, the busy little squirrel got lots of food. And the lazy little squirrel, he got none.
Well, what did he do?
Well, the lazy little squirrel, he run up a tree fast like anything. And he come to the nest of the busy little squirrel.
And the busy little squirrel gave him some food?
Wait, you know. Not yet heard the Pancho story. So, the lazy little squirrel say, busy little squirrel, lazy little squirrel, he's so hungry. He gets lazy little squirrel, he got a big empty stomach, like Pancho. Sometimes Pancho tells you how Pancho gets such a big stomach. It's because Pancho likes a good food. And one time Pancho eats such a big meal, and Pancho thinks he'll never be hungry again. But in 2 or 3 hours, Pancho ready for some more tortillas, frijoles, and another big gooseberry pie. Oh, but that's a long time ago, Nino. And now Pancho's stomach empty. And Pancho, so hungry, just like the lazy little squirrel when he goes to the busy little squirrel because he got no food for his empty stomach.
Yeah.
He says, give the lazy little squirrel food, busy little squirrel. And the busy little squirrel says, lazy little squirrel one time should give the busy little squirrel food when the busy little squirrel hungry. So now the busy little squirrel gives you some food. Remember now, lazy little squirrel, you got to work hard next summer and get yourself food, no? So the lazy little squirrel says, see, I remember. And that all the squirrel story, you know, see?
That's a good story, Pancho. Show me another one.
Oh, Pancho, I think of another one just now, Nino. And Pancho tried to... But the hombre come back.
You got that map, Walt?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Right, let me see it.
Yeah.
There's a of these map of a gold mine. This here's a land map, Walt, a boundary map.
How you know? Yeah, what about that cross marker?
What are they talking about, Pancho?
That don't mean nothing. Nothing here to tell how to get gold. They most likely gave you this map to gain time.
Probably they're following you back up here. We'll go down the trail and bushwhack them. Then we'll come back here and figure out what we'd better do about them.
All right. Let's go. Hey,
hey. You hear what they said, Poncho?
Yes, yes.
They're going to kill Daddy and Cisco.
Damn you, Poncho. You hear them?
Poncho, try to get loose. Poncho, try hard to get loose.
Poncho. Not worry, Nino. Poncho, not let them.
Let us stop here a moment, senor.
Oh,
devil.
Oh.
Look, ahead on the trail there, senor Donald. Dust has been rising up there. Now they stopped. The amount of dust, I would say two horses were coming down. And Poncho and your boy had only Loco.
You think it's Walton Link then, huh?
I do not know. But I think we had better find out.
Get down off your horse, senor.
All right.
We'll lead our horses over onto that flat. They'll be in the shade. Come on, Diablo. Oh. Ah, senor, there's a path that goes up alongside this trail. We can get up there without those hombres knowing it. But have your guns ready for whatever may happen.
Tell us to stop down there, Walt.
Yeah, resting the horses, probably. Long climb up here. When they start out again, we'll be ready for them.
You going to gun them down?
You bet your life we're going to gun them down. I ain't fooling no more with that Cisco kid. Or Mark Donald either. Mark's got a real map. We'll get it off his body. And you fire it, Mark, and I'll get Cisco as soon as they show up.
They're showing up right now, Holy.
What the? But
I do not think you will do any shooting.
I'll take one, Tom.
You please, Mr. Donald.
I'm going to kill you.
That may be your idea. Holy! It is not.
Put out, Cisco. Let's go and ask you with a knife.
Glasses, senor. You spoke just in time. For me to hit this Omri in the front of the jaw.
Nice work, Cisco.
Now for this other coyote.
This should handle him.
Oh, it's Cisco I never thought too quick or knock out to name too. Come on, let's get up to that cabin. I gotta know my boy's all right.
Yes, senor. After we tie up these Omri, and if Poncho and your boy are not all right, these two coyotes will have a lot to answer for.
I cannot get out of this rope, me you. Poncho try hard for a long time. Poncho not can get out.
Oh, listen. Those men are coming back, Poncho. I can hear horses. What are we going
to
do?
Poncho talks to the Nino. They let the Nino go and they keep Poncho. Poncho not mind.
You got to get loose, Poncho.
Poncho not kind, Nino, but Poncho give the Pontitas. Old Poncho got to let you go, Nino. Not worry. Diablo. Teach it, Diablo, Nino. It's Cisco.
Yeah, and my father. Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Cisco. Cisco.
Are you all right, son?
Yeah, but please cut these ropes off me.
You bet he will, those skunks. Cisco, Poncho, not say how glad Poncho is to see you, Cisco. Poncho, glad you get here in time.
See, Poncho, I too am glad that I got here in time. But I do not like this, Poncho.
Do not plead with Poncho, Cisco, no?
No, I'm not pleased with you, Poncho. Mm-hmm. You did what I told you not to do.
Poncho, sorry, Cisco. Poncho never do that again.
I will forgive you this time, amigo. But your carelessness in not obeying orders might have cost you your life. Sometimes you are thoughtless, Chico, and do foolish things. But always remember, Poncho, I'm proud to call you mi compañero.
Chico.
Hey, Poncho.
Where are we riding now, Chico?
Well, now that we've seen those two banditos safely in jail, amigo, we'll ride anywhere you say.
Poncho, like to ride south, Chico?
You would like to ride south?
Hey, Poncho, like to go to see Poncho's cousin Sanchez.
Poncho.
And Poncho not see his cousin Sanchez till Sanchez get married, Cisco.
Oh, I did not know Sanchez was married.
Yes, he married Senorita Lolita last month.
Now I begin to understand why you want to see your cousin. You want to sample Lolita's cooking, Poncho.
No, Cisco.
No.
That is one thing Poncho not want to do. Not want any of Lolita's cooking.
Well, this is the first time I ever heard you say you did not want to eat. Tell me, is not Lolita a good cook?
Man, not with tortillas, Cisco. The first meal after they married, Lolita said in my favor for Sanchez, out by the duck pond.
Out by the duck pond, see?
And then Lolita bring out the tortillas.
See?
And Sanchez tried to eat one. He not could chew it. So when Lolita not look, Sanchez throw the tortilla into the duck pond.
See?
In the duck.
eat the tortilla, Chico.
The duck ate the tortilla. Then what happened?
And the duck eat the tortilla, gulp, gulp, gulp. And then the duck sink right down under the water. Bloom, bloom, bloom. Nah, Pancho not want any of that kind of cooking.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
This is Patty Duke. If your aim in life is a brighter future, a bigger and better job, reading is the key to your opportunity. Take a cue from the National Book Committee and the American Library Association. Become a library drop-in. See all you can be. Read.
Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.